It's either Magnetic Our Lady, is it?
Magnetic Our Lady.
What is it?
That is Our Lady, yeah.
Right, and she sits up on the dashboard as well.
Yeah, there is the song sitting there on the dashboard of my car.
No, about Our Lady. Is it a country song?
It is, of course. Of course it is. Where else?
I don't care if it's dark or scary, as long as I've got Magnetic Mary riding on the dashboard of my car. I feel I'm protected amply. I've got the whole damn holy family riding on the dashboard of my car. Plastic Jesus, plastic Jesus.
All different types of CDs.
Riding on the dashboard of my car.
That people actually like to listen to for relaxation.
So you have Mozart, you have Chill Out.
Chill Out.
You have Dolphin Music.
Yeah.
Eternal Forest.
Angels. Fairy.
It was probably a prejudice, but I didn't expect to see a middle-aged man in Avril's shop.
Yeah.
Not a middle-aged man wearing a high-vis vest. He was buying coins.
They're called a blessing coin. People keep them in their wallet to keep money flowing and abundance flowing.
A Sacred Heart lamp. And we still sell them, the Sacred Heart picture with the electric bulb.
There were some older people in Aideen's shop, but then I expected that.
This is Aideen Tarbert and I'm in Cathedral Books.
My name is Avril O'Brien and the name of my angel shop is Divine Guidance.
Show me what you have for sale. What's here?
We have a variety of statues that are traditional, I suppose. You would have the Child of Prague. You would have St. Joseph, St. Anthony, St. Jude.
So this thing looks like a little hill and then it's got all these tiny angels on it.
It's actually called a mountain of angels. But they've all got a different saying. This one is, love you.
Okay, so you can lift up the little statuettes. They have a little cardboard tag to them. So that says, now what?
Now what? It's just like people in general. Like some days you're just lying there and you're thinking, now what?
How much is that?
The Mountain of Angels would be €99.
The Child of Prague, €22.99. It's a tradition, and it's not just in Ireland apparently, but it's strongest in Ireland, that if it's buried in a garden before a wedding, preferably upside down and without its head, it is guarantees fine weather on the day. In Ireland, I don't know how true that would be, but...
But you don't sell them with the head knocked off, do you?
No, it's bad luck to actually knock the head off yourself. It actually has to happen by accident. So there must be a lot of swinging coats, knocking things over for the occasion. But that's primarily what that's for. In current situation, St. Joseph is now being used a lot in the same way, being buried, a lot of statues in gardens, because apparently he will help in the sale of a house, either for somebody selling a house or for somebody who wants to buy a particular property. I've even heard of people burying it on the property that they want to buy, that they will actually be the successful candidate.
So you take this statue and you shove it in the ground in the garden?
Oh, well, no, you see, if you're just burying in the garden, you get the smallest plastic one you can find or the smallest plaster one. You don't have to go full size, but some people do buy the bigger size for that reason.
So there's medals here, there's bags of medals.
Car stickers. You will notice driving around, you will see lots of stickers on the back of cars, which that particular one I'm showing you there is very popular. St. Pio Protect Us, sort of taking over from St. Christopher, who was the patron saint of travellers, is still, but seems to have been demoted slightly.
Never drive faster than your guardian angel can fly.
So this is a metal angel that clips on the sun visor.
That clips onto the sun visor, and people buy them because people like to have them in their car.
That's a great saying. Never fly.
Never drive faster than your guardian angel can fly. Another thing is we have here is crystal angels. They're a small crystal angel, and people like to buy them again for their car. They normally put them around the mirror of the car. I have two on mine. I always imagine when I'm driving, they're actually directing me to where I'm going and get me there safely.
So you've loads of candles and you have garden ornaments with angels and solar powered
angels. Yeah.
I thought that angels were either up in heaven or all around us. And when you say people buying angels, they're actually just buying a little mould.
They're just buying a little mould because some people are very good at visualisation and very good at talking. But some people actually need something. So they need a representation of an angel.
So for most of the stuff here, it's just a representation. They're not actually getting the healing from buying the thing.
Well, I suppose they're actually getting the comfort of knowing that the angels are there.
If somebody came into you And they said, why are you selling gigos?
With every religion, there's always something that's actually tangible and something that a person can either hold or look at or whatever, because it's an image for somebody to actually sometimes focus on.
The first thing I really enjoy with people, and it costs actually nothing, is just talking to them about the angels and telling them the comfort and solace they can actually get from working with the angels. So every single one of us have a guardian angel. We've all been assigned a guardian angel as we come to this world. So what I would say to people is, start working with your guardian angel. Your guardian angel, they can't alter your life. They haven't got the power to alter your life. But what they have is, they can give you guidance and they can give you help and they will give you signs and they'll help you along the way. When I was open about 3 or 4 months, I had a guy came into me. The first thing he said to me was, I cannot believe that this is an angel shop. And he turned around at the counter and he said to me, do you know the angels were here before you? And I said, I'm not really sure what you mean. He said, I was a homeless guy, he said. 7 years previous to this, it was a very cold winter's night and the rain was pelting down and he was looking for shelter. And he broke into the back of this building. And when he got in, there was electricity still on in it. He said himself, another guy and a girl, and we actually spent 3 months here for the winter. Without here, he said, we would have never survived. So he said, it's quite amazing that the angels actually arrived before you did.
You often have people who come in and you know by their facial expressions that they're very distressed and they may not have had anything to do with the church or religion or anything, but somebody has died and they want to do things properly and they want to have some suitable readings or prayers or whatever, and you get involved. Or somebody has lost a baby or somebody's child is terminally ill and they start by saying, I'm looking for a card. And if you move along with them and they tell you the story, we could have a counselling corner.
And yet you're a shopkeeper.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. It's more than just a selling of goods to people. I mean, in any shop, traditionally, let's face it, you deal with people. Yeah. The guy who was slicing the ham all those years ago was also listening to the problem with crops and the baby that was sick or whatever.
That's actually just a prayer that people, and a medal that people actually like to have with them.
So that's to St. Anthony, and this is to St. Martin de Porres.
Yeah.
You have an angel thing.
Yes, angels on your shoulder. You would see that on a lot of, you know, my guardian angel pin.
And you have mass cards there?
We do mass cards as well. Yeah, we do signed mass cards.
A lot of the angel shops are not angels that would be recognised.
So you have Catholic Christian iconography here as well?
Well, we have, yeah, because, you know, we're all working together with the saints, as I always believe. We're all working for God.
There's a lot of unrest, should we say, within religious circles about the devotion to angels as such as that, because it's a bit like almost seen in the same light as tarot cards.
The angel cards, what I find about the angel cards is some people will take them because some people can instinctively read them. You know,
so this says safe travel, St. Christopher on the back of it.
So
that's kind of holy. That's kind of religious, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, because this deck is actually angels and saints.
All right. So you've one here with a unicorn on it.
Unicorns. And what they're unicorns and fairies.
If I flip over, it says prosperity.
Prosperity. The universe is pouring out its abundance out to you.
Two Dublin shopkeepers, Averill O'Brien of Divine Guidance and Aideen Tarbett of Cathedral Books.
Presumably you have salespeople contacting you and coming into you with products and things like that.
Yes.
Tell me what you say no to.
I've said no to mad angels.
So that's an angel called Abundantia.
Yeah, Abundantia, and she is for prosperity.
Glitz and glamour that have nothing else behind them.
You can buy him phosphorescent pools in the dark, he's pink and pleasant. Take him with you when you're travelling far.
Contact details and photos are on the documentary on one site on rte.ie.
So if I flip that over, does that mean I'm going to get rich?
It can also be telling you to be grateful for the prosperity that's actually in your life.
Through all trials and tribulations, we will travel every nation with my plastic Jesus. I'll go far.
You've been listening to The Curious Ear. I'm Ronan Kelly.
Hold up. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.